Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell, a weekly conversation about the things that matter most in our lives with Stace Cargie and Lindy Turner.
Welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. I'm Stace Cargie.
And I'm Lindy Turner.
And this is our weekly conversation of all things that matter, our families, our finances. And I'm just going to say it because we just had Thanksgiving, our food.
Oh,
I don't know about you, but
oh my gosh,
our food.
Yes. Love me some Thanksgiving food.
So what did you do for Thanksgiving? Let's start there.
Well, we always do the traditional turkey.
Yes.
And, you know, mashed potatoes and gravy and cornbread dressing.
Oh.
And, you know, those green beans that you've put up for the winter and corn out of the freezer.
Wow.
And rolls and sweet potato casserole. Mm. And then, you know, pumpkin pie.
I'm pouting because
my
green beans came out of a can from Kroger.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Because I don't know how to can.
Oh, I know that that is on your list of wanting
it
to do next year, but you can also freeze them.
It is. I see. I did.
It's
that's
easy.
My goal. That's my 2025 goal.
There you go. Well, so we will make. I bet we'll have conversations because that can, you know, that's food quality,
yes,
health for your family, and you actually, you know, can save some money.
Save a lot of money. Yeah. Because one of my goals for this year was sourdough bread.
Oh, so what did you have? Talk about the bread.
I mean, come on. I had a friend of mine who is a Mennonite and gifted me some of her starter that was like from 1980 or something. So
oh
the starter
gosh.
Has been around forever. So I have been experimenting with breads. And I got to tell you, my favorite one so far has been the apple cranberry with some brown sugar and like a crumble on top. I just go crazy.
Oh, that
so
sounds
good.
Awesome.
So good. There was that. And then there was a jalapeno cheddar, but the jalapenos were candied jalapenos, so they weren't hot. They just kind of had like a zing to it.
Right.
So good.
Good.
So yeah. So aside of bread, we had 34 people.
Oh,
we had 34
my.
People.
34 people.
They're all leaving today. Bye.
Bye.
See you in a year. I'm going to be sleeping until I see y'all again.
That's almost three dozen.
But you know what? That was two of our kids' families. No,
wow.
I'm sorry. Take that back. That was three. That was three families. Because, you know, we have a big family. We have 17 kids between my husband and I and grandkids. Actually, number 34 is due in January next month. So
amazing.
Yeah. So it was that we haven't had that many. I think the last time we came close was our daughter's graduation.
Yeah.
And that was an outdoor event.
Yeah.
This wasn't. So, yeah. So we had bodies kind of everywhere. But you know what?
And did you actually cook dinner?
Yes.
Or did you do a catering thing?
No.
No.
No. Two turkeys.
Oh, I'll bet.
One ham. My family's thing is we call it the green stuff.
Uh-huh.
So the green stuff is like the Cool Whip with the pistachio
yes,
pudding.
Yes, we call it green stuff, too.
You do? Okay, so
we
yeah.
do, and the pineapple
yes.
and the marshmallows
yes.
and the pecans.
Yes.
Yes.
Freeze that. It is the best ice cream you've ever had. Freeze it.
Yes, really?
Pro tip. Freeze it. Yeah, freeze it. Fantastic.
Huh.
And then Gary's family, like his, you know, his kid's tradition with his ex-wife is this thing called taffy apple salad. I don't know if you've ever heard of
nope.
taffy apple salad.
Nope.
It's kind of, how do I say this? It's got like Snickers in it and like, use the term salad very, very loosely.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely a dessert. That and then the strawberry pretzel thing.
Strawberry pretzel.
Pretzel.
Nope,
so you
I
put like
the
strawberry jello with the strawberries mixed in and you kind of set that and then it's got like the pretzels. It's like a pretzel crust and then the whip. Oh, God.
Oh, that, yes. You know,
yeah.
Isn't that like a Weight Watchers recipe?
Not the way we make it.
I think that's where I've had it.
We're just in the way go one way.
Right. I was just sitting here thinking as you're talking, more you're talking, I probably have gained 5 pounds just hearing
so good.
About the food.
But
do
I'm
love
a baker.
That food.
Like that's
yeah.
to me, like that's my jam.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so it's, you know, bourbon balls.
Mm.
Have to do those, and I have to do I make homemade truffles,
mm.
so I have to do the truffles, and then it's the fudge, and I have to make several different kinds of fudge, six pumpkin pies, two apple pies, two pecan pies, and two cherry pies.
Well,
I'm tired.
Do you have 12 ovens or do you start 2 weeks in advance?
Start 2 weeks in advance.
I'm sitting here going, my husband will be like, why aren't we invited there?
Come on. Come on over. I mean, you know, we'll be doing it again for Christmas.
Part of my goal, my family's goal is I generally will do a turkey plus a turkey breast because the goal is to have... How much leftover turkey can you have? I don't understand people going, oh, the leftover turkey. I'm like, oh, no.
It's the best part.
Getting through the turkey on Thanksgiving Day, the purpose of that is to get to those fabulous turkey sandwiches.
Yes.
With fresh bread and lots of mayonnaise.
Yes. Exactly. And that's the only time I eat mayonnaise. Here's the other thing that's funny. So I'm going to share a really quick story. So 20 years ago now, I had weight loss surgery. And I had just been cleared. I had it in October. So I had just been cleared to eat meat. Like I could, because at that time they made you go a whole month with no solid food.
Right.
So I had just been cleared and we were approaching Thanksgiving. And I remember I went to Mom's and, you know, my mom was a fantastic cook. And all I wanted, right, was, you know, I was going to have. So I had this little tiny, like a dime-sized piece of turkey, one cranberry. I mean, I'm
not exaggerating.
I mean, it was like one green bean. I mean, it was, you know, that small because, you know, that was right after surgery. And I just remember afterwards, I was like, I have to have the turkey sandwich. So I took one of those rolls and I cut it in quarters.
Right.
And I took two of the little quarters, took a little tiny dollop of mayonnaise, and I made myself my turkey sandwich because I wanted to make sure that I was going to enjoy the holidays and the traditions, and I wasn't going to let the food rule me.
Right.
And I think that that's a really important, looking back, it was a really important choice that I made because it's so easy when we're watching weight and we're trying to do these things which are good and which are necessary for our health to be able to say, I can still do these things. I can still participate. I just have to modify it for my health.
And you know what that's a good lesson in? I mean, that's a thing to be thankful for. It's a lesson to be thankful for, you know, and gosh knows that we all, you know, need to be recognize more things that we are thankful for. There's there's many things that are right in our lives. But it's sometimes we get too hyper-focused on the things that are the challenges. Mm-hmm. And particularly around this time of year, because, you know, as we're Thanksgiving's behind us, now we're beginning to look at Christmas. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this part of our conversation today is how to relieve some of that stress, make decisions that that you can be thankful for once the holidays are over.
And I think that's the perfect transition, Lindy, because when we think about food and excess, we can think about the holidays and excess.
Yes.
Because we all, I mean, I know all of my friends, all my family, we all have this idea, right, that we have to be the perfect, parent, have to make sure that we do that, have to. Mm-hmm. But that's not really what this season is about.
No.
This season is about having to love and receive love from those around and be grateful and live in that spirit. And I see this every year where folks get so strung out. I'm included. I've got a lot of grandkids and people will ask me, how do you buy for them all at Christmas? And I'll be very honest, I don't. And the reason behind it is not that, you know, Grammy and Grandpa don't love everybody. They all get a card. They all get something. You know, and sometimes it's a family gift. You know, we'll buy a game for the family, something like that.
Yes.
So they all get something. But there's some members of the family that are financially not able to provide in the ways that others are.
Right.
So we are trying to be mindful of that.
Yeah.
And so we're going to direct our resources over here because the last thing any parent wants is for their child to wake up on Christmas morning and there's nothing there.
Exactly.
Right? So as a parent, I feel that within my soul. And that was the part of me that I had to give permission to myself to say, we have 34 grandchildren. We can't be all things to all people, but we can supplement and we can be there to assist those that need a little more.
Right. Well, and not only that, it's like, and if you would, with that level of kids.
Chaos.
Yeah, with that level of kids, you know, realistically, you wouldn't be able to afford to buy, right, you know, much. So, so you know, if you can, I think that's very laudable and a wonderful thing to do, because it does make sense. You know, we all want to make our kids, grandkids' dreams come true.
Right.
And we, part of making dreams come true for our family members is making sure that we're taking care of ourselves.
That's right.
And the things that need to be taken care of, and not overextending. I know growing up, my mom was a single mom, and she did her best to provide for me and my brother, and she did a wonderful job. But at Christmas, it was like, as I got older, and it didn't take me to get too old, I knew that she was buying things she didn't have the money for,
right,
taking all year to try to pay for them, and you know, and that wasn't healthy,
right?
You know, and I could see how that also was connected to, you know, the mail that would have things like final notice stamped on the outside of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? It's even easier to get caught up in that because of those apps that are out there.
Yes.
That make it very simple. Hey, you can click this and it's four easy squeezy payments, right? But
yes,
you do those four easy squeezy payments here, and then you do four easy squeezy payments there, and you do four easy squeezy payments over here. And next thing you know, they're all coming out, auto-draft out of your bank account, different times, different
right,
days. It's very easy to get caught up into that spiral. And, you know, I've had people come to me, oh, but there's no interest on it. There's no interest depending on how you're paying, first of all, because
right,
some of them are the, you know, the four payments and done. However, that's not the case for everything. So there could be other ones, maybe you stretching it out. Oh, well, that says I can do 6 months. Well, now you have a huge interest payment.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So it's really easy to go down a really bad road this time of year. Thankfully, here in Cumberland County, we have some amazing organizations. Central Baptist Church is having their signups right now,
mm-hmm,
where if you are a family and you've got children, you can take their birth certificate. You have to take your ID, their birth certificate, and they've got certain hours where they can be there. You can find it on their website, and you register them.
Right.
And they will provide gifts. And they've got all ranges of them. It's fantastic. They have a big wrapping party that's going to be later on this month. And they will bring the gifts to you,
right,
so that you can put them out and help your child. So you don't have to overextend yourself.
Right.
There is help. And what's really cool about it.
And there's no shame.
No,
there's
at all.
No shame.
No.
In needing help, when, especially when it's a really positive and smart decision,
yes,
for your family's welfare.
Exactly.
For your welfare.
100%.
And while we're broadcasting here from, mm-hmm, from Cumberland County, you know, our show goes much broader. And every community has some,
yes,
level, whether it's Angel Tree,
yep,
or, you know, the this church or, mm-hmm, that church mission, or, you know, it's just not, and there's not a... And there's no shame.
That's right. There's
and
lots
and
of resources.
There's no shame. It's smart. It's
and what's
smart.
Really cool about, and I know from this, from Central Baptist here in Cumberland County, is all the agencies that provide this. There's, you know, United Fund. There is Good Samaritans. There's Toys for Tots. They actually have a master list. So
yes,
all these organizations will come together,
mm-hmm,
so that they're not double doing.
Right.
Which is really great because, the you know,
to make sure
there's
something for everyone.
Right. There's so much of a need, and we want to make sure that every child is taken care of. And it's just, it really, really is beautiful to see. And I love this time of year because I love seeing the barrels that are out. And, you know, you're out doing, maybe you're doing a little bit of grocery shopping or Christmas shopping, and you see somebody putting that into the barrel. Even more so are the barrels for the seniors.
Right.
The low-income seniors where, you know, they've got the barrel for the pet food and the
right,
pet stuff. For my mom, she was very, very lucky that she had family here that would come and pick her up. Mm-hmm. But her dogs were everything. Like, the dogs were going to eat before my mom did.
Yeah.
But where she was living, there were other seniors there that did not have family. And so to have these organizations being able to go out and to bring them a meal and to bring them a little Christmas cheer was just really, really beautiful.
Yes, it is. It is. And it's so... It's so easy to get caught up in the spirit of the season and the joy of the season and the lights and the everything. But it's also a really good Christmas present to be intelligent about your decisions. You know, you mentioned the clicky here, make two easy payments, three or four easy payments, and you are absolutely bombarded with things. You know, this is also the time of year, this is one that always gets me, you know, all the furniture stores, you know, or whatever, you buy now, no payments for 12 months.
Yeah.
And you're sitting here and I'm like, okay, so now let's be realistic. You buy a couch, and there's not going to be any payment for 12 months. And in 12 months, that couch is used, and hopefully it's in great shape. Yep. But, you know, it also might already be broken down. And now you have to pay for it. You know, you have to pay for it at some point.
And as a special extra added bonus, because they'll give you 12 months to pay for it in full with no interest.
Yes.
But if you don't, that interest accrues from day one.
It does. And it's probably around 30-something percent. You know, so it's incredibly expensive. Yeah. But it sounds good.
It does.
It sounds good. So, which is an example of a trap. And it's not easy. It's not easy at all always to catch the traps. So, you know, but to not be in a position where that feels like the only option is always the best option. And how can we help?
Well, we have our HUD certified housing counselors at Clinch Powell, and they are phenomenal. What they will do if, you know, you would like a little extra help budgeting, they can look at your budget. They can say, hey, do you even have a budget?
Right.
People don't, maybe they don't even have a budget. Oh, I just know how much I have in my account every month. Do you really? But they can look at your bank statements. They can look at your accounts and say, hey, you know, maybe this, maybe that, maybe making these little tweaks. You know, I had a client say to me, she said, I'm very mindful and I don't go out to eat. And when I was meeting with my counselor, I told her that, you know, we don't really go out to eat. And my counselor said, oh, but you do. And she started pointing out, and she was telling me, she said, she started pointing out when, you know, I'd go through the drive-thru or I'd go to the convenience store and pick up a snack. That's eating out. Because if you would put this into your, you know, your food budget when you went grocery shopping and maybe couponed for it and had that in your snack drawer, instead of stopping, you would have saved, look at how much money. And she said, it was the biggest bright light on me. So I could not believe that I was spending all this money eating out when I was sure I didn't.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, they're housing counselors, but you don't have to have a housing issue. It is life-changing counseling, coaching in terms of, because it is, you know, we all, it's almost in a no fault, no judgment, but it is a, okay, so here's what you've given us is this is what your budget, what your expenses are. But by going through your bank statements and actually looking and then they'll share, it's like, okay, but here's the facts of where your money went. What about this might be a surprise to you, and what way can feel acceptable to you of what changes you might make for a certain goal. So it's a thing. I had a client one time, a gentleman, he was a veteran, and he got veteran retirement, and he wanted to buy a home for his family. He had gotten married late in life, and there was kids that came along with it. So we were trying to help him get that. But, you know, money was tight. Like you said, you know, we don't eat out. We just we don't spend money unnecessarily. But after going through his bank statements, I'm like, okay. Do you recognize? Let me show you. You have swiped your card, your mm-hmm. debit card, at Hardee's 3 times a day,
yep.
26 days of this month. And, you know, so, and every, so his little Hardee's coffee bill was $600.
Yep.
And, you know, it is, and we're all guilty.
Yep.
You know, no shame here.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like recognition that, oh, okay. And it is a way to, okay, so I, instead of $600 in Hardee's coffee a month, maybe I could even start with only 2 cups of yep. coffee a day and put the other like in a savings account. So sometimes it's little steps.
Yeah. And that's the other thing is when it comes to budgeting, you know, it's sort of like a diet, right? When you start budgeting, it's like, oh, I got to cut every piece of chocolate out of my life. And now all I want is chocolate. So one of my little strategies was I'm from Seattle. And Starbucks is just like a way of life for us.
Right.
I'm just going to say it. It is what it is.
Yeah, Starbucks is everything.
Right. And so when Starbucks came to town, I mean, I was going there, you know, twice a day, right? I mean, I'm like, woohoo, my
yeah.
people are here. And I went there one day and the girl said, you know, you're in here all the time, Stacey. You know, have you thought about downloading our app? And I'm like, I'm not really an appy person, you know, when it comes to that. She says, no, here's the thing. Do you know that you can get free coffee and with the app? And I'm like, whoa, back up. And she said, well, yeah, because, you know, you earn your points and da 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 da. So I thought, wow, okay, this is cool. I'll put $25 on my app when I get paid.
Right.
And what I discovered was that I was spending an awful lot of money at Starbucks. So then as I'm assessing this, because now I'm not doing the swiping thing.
Right.
Right. I'm seeing it.
Right.
Because I'm physically moving money from my bank account into this app. So
right.
I'm seeing it every time I'm doing it and being conscious. So at that point, I made a deal with myself that this was going to be my treat, that for something for me that makes me feel good,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to put $25 a month or $25 a paycheck. That is my Starbucks budget, period.
Uh-huh.
If I go over it, too bad. I don't get to use it until my next allocation.
There you go.
Right? It's sort of that envelope trip.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, sometimes I've got more and I can take somebody else out and
right.
take a friend out and treat them with because I've got more on my app. And so it was that mindfulness
right.
that changed. Because the last thing you want to do is take out the things that bring you joy. And that's so important as we approach holiday season,
mm-hmm.
right? I've had to rethink how I'm approaching Christmas gifts this year. And one of the things that kind of kept, I've been hearing over and over from friends and family is, hey, Stace, I really love it when you make this. Can you make me your cookie? Can you make me this?
Right.
And I'm like, you know, if that brings them joy all year round.
Right.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make like, you know, this person likes this. And, you know, I've got all the, I went and bought these little bread tins, little miniature bread tins. So everyone's getting bread for Christmas. I'm telling you right now, you're all getting bread for Christmas.
Which is great. You know, back to your.
It's awesome.
Just circling back to the starter when you were saying in my head, because, you know, we at Clinch Pal have a staff Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the little whatever you call the Chinese gift thing. But I'm there going, sometimes they're gag gifts and sometimes they're good
starter.
Gifts.
Starter.
I would just like to point out that, a little bit of that starter could be a fabulous gift
starter
to be fought over, I'm telling you.
Mm.
It went through my mind. I was like, ooh, that'd be awesome.
There you go. Yeah, and a bread.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's it doesn't have to be about going out and spending all of your savings. So this year, My sort of challenge to myself and anyone else who would like to join me is to make as many gifts as I can,
mm-hmm.
gifts from the heart,
mm-hmm.
gifts that I know my family would like, because that's what it's about. It's about love. It's not about, you know, here I got you this candle, which
right.
is great. I love the candle. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But I like your cookies, too. And at the same time, giving my family a gift of setting us up for the new year in the best way possible, to not have to be looking back in January going, ooh, how quick am I going to get my income tax back so I can pay off these credit card bills?
Yes. Yeah.
What a huge relief that will be mm-hmm. to be able to look back and say, I chose to do something positive and to give from the heart rather than to just go out and find some random tchotchke.
Yeah. And
not that a random tchotchke is bad.
And
I like
that
them
too. Time.
Yes.
Is a real gift.
Huge.
And, you know, as a grandparent, I can say, you know, and this is great for kids too. You know, it's like, all right, I don't make less coupons, but we'll get in a Christmas card and, you know, it'll say, you know, whatever, babysitting of your choice mm-hmm. or things that can take off there. My children, I have two, their favorite Christmas present,
you
they
told
said
me this
forever.
Last year.
And, you know, and I, this, it was okay. The first time I did it was, I'll pay a house cleaner.
And I love this.
To clean your house once
so
a month.
So good. Especially with small children.
With small children and work full time. Yeah. And, you know, but I remembered what, you know, what it was like having yeah. small kids and, you know, a very limited budget. Not that I'm wealthy or whatever, but still, it's a gift all year long. And yeah. so they want it every year. It's like, please, you can give, just don't give me anything else. I'm like, okay, well, so then, you know, we'll,
this is huge.
We'll continue that as long as we can, you know, continue to find somebody to do it reasonably.
Because that is time for them and their family.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And that's the most precious thing we have.
Exactly.
Is time.
That is true. That is absolutely true. So there's many things we can do. And, last year, I think I was telling you, too, there is this in, and I'm sure there are other places, but there is one in Knoxville called Repeat Boutique mm-hmm. in West Knoxville. It's a really good thrift store.
Yeah.
I gave some gift certificates, yep. you know, because it's cool to go shop, you know, in vintage. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and things. So that was also a pretty popular
thing. Oh, my girls
thing.
Loved like Plato's Closet.
Yes.
They loved Plato's Closet because they could get their, they could take their mm-hmm. gift card and they could go buy a bunch of stuff and then they wore it for 2-3 months and then they could take it back and sell it and they got more money to buy more stuff.
Yes, exactly.
They loved it.
Exactly.
Loved
so
it.
There's lots of creative, creative things to do.
And I love a cookie exchange.
Yeah.
Like for me, I mean, rather than doing a gift exchange, I mean, I love anything where we can share, right? Where we can just really get to, this was my Meemaw's recipe, you know? And man, that's so cool. You know, if you gave me Meemaw's cornbread recipe with the direction, I'm all in. Like I'm there, you know? And like I said, the one thing I want more than anything else, please let my husband know, I want lessons on how to can. That is 2025's goal for me. And I think that's really important, too, is that we have a goal.
Right.
Every year, you know, as we're looking ahead to the new year, what's the goal for you personally? What's the goal for your family? What's the goal for you career-wise? What's your goal for, you know, 5 years from now? And I'm a big proponent of, I like to sit down and be very thoughtful and be able to look back at the end of the year and say, ha, 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 I did that. Because that's how my mind works, right? It's another thing checked off the list. But being able to make bread from scratch, from this starter that has meant so much to this family, is the coolest thing.
Yeah.
I'm all in. And looking ahead to saying, wow, man, next year I'm going to be sitting here going, I've made all of these really cool jams and jellies with the fruit that I got at the fresh market. I mean, how cool is that going to be?
Yeah, exactly. It's a piece of yourself, too. I mean, I think that's, you know, and when kids get big enough to realize that's great, but, you know, the adults that we yeah. that we love, that's more important.
I think so, too.
And some things I like to do is at this point in life, thinking on things that are important, like a couple of years ago, I took old doorknobs or the like the crystal, mm-hmm. really old doorknobs, and they came from my grandmother's home.
That's already.
And I used them as Christmas tree bases to wear, and put like those brush trees, you know, that kind of come back in style. Uh-oh, sorry to just hit that. Put in there, and so they get brought out at Christmas time, which makes it more special because it's like a memory. So I like things like that too. And again, what did it cost me? I don't know, $2 for a brush tree, because we had the doorknobs.
Well, as you go out and you start doing your Christmas shopping, I know our time is winding down. Just, you know, hey, whatever you do, make sure you find joy. That's the most important thing.
Exactly.
Share the love, share the joy. And if you ever find yourself needing a little extra help, or you know somebody who does, maybe they need some home repairs as we're going into the new year. Maybe they're looking to buy a home. They need some financial counseling. We're here. Find us online, clinchpal.net, 865-274-8598, or the office number
is 865-828-5927.
And until next week, this is Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell on WAEW. Happy holidays.
Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell airs every Sunday beginning at 1:15 right here on WAEW AM.